The Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
Now, like I said just moments ago, and told you for a couple of days now, this deal should appeal to both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats get a chance to say, hey, we kept all these people in the country that came here as, well, allegedly as children, and they get to become citizens. And Republicans can say, listen, we're ending chain migration and the lottery, and we get our border wall. Something in it for everybody, and yet the Democrats are still threatening a government shutdown because they're not getting what they want. I don't think that's going to play well for them, but we'll have to see how this plays out. Chris Chmielewski, Director of Policy and Activism, Numbers USA, joining me now to discuss further. Chris, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning.
Good to have you here. All right, so this DACA deal, and I see that all the usual suspects of Murkowski and Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake are all on board with it. Of course they are. And they don't care what they get in return as long as they can stick it to the president, as far as I can tell. But where are we on this deal?
We'll find out over the next 24 hours. But it looks like the House is going to have to decide what they're going to do. They have to proceed first, obviously, on some sort of a spending solution to get us past the shutdown deadline that occurs tomorrow night. So they're weighing two bills right now, one that was a great bill that was introduced by Bob Goodlatte and Michael McCaul that does all the things that you talked about. It offers an amnesty to DACA recipients, it ends chain migration, ends the visa lottery, and also authorizes construction of new fencing along the southern border with a host of other things, including mandating E-Verify. And then there's another bipartisan bill that was also introduced by Will Hurd and Pete Aguilar, and what their bill is very similar to what the Flake Durbin Graham proposal is in the Senate, an amnesty for a much, much larger group than just the DACA recipients, more closely resembling a full DREAM Act. And it includes a little bit better border stuff than maybe what the Flake Durbin Graham bill does. But really, it's still pretty weak, though, in comparison to the Goodlatte bill. So House GOP leaders are going to have to make a decision over the next 24 hours, and we're hoping that they decide on bringing the Goodlatte bill to the floor.
Now, there are three things in all of this that I just don't trust. I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. There are three things in this whole conversation I don't trust. They are Flake, Durbin, and Graham. No particular order. These weasels, these feckless weasels, I don't trust any of them. Do you?
Haven't really trusted them, ever since I've been working on the issue for the last 10 years. As much as they gained a little bit of momentum yesterday because they got a couple of those Republicans to join on that you mentioned, Murkowski and Susan Collins and a few others, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee. But, at the end of the day, especially Mitch McConnell, who runs the Senate, he's the one that controls the floor. He's already pretty firmly said this bill isn't coming up for a vote in the Senate because it doesn't have the support of the White House. So why would we vote on something that the White House is just going to veto?
Let me jump in there.
Jeff Flake's retiring, He doesn't owe him anything.
Did you find that unusual, though, that he said, I'm not bringing this up for any reason unless the president says yes? Now, that's kind of a change of position for Mitch McConnell, isn't it? I find that interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. See, for all of the back and forth that McConnell and Trump had, especially early in Trump's presidency, where he was taking some cheap shots at McConnell and they were going back and forth, they've had a pretty decent working relationship, it appears, over the last 6 months or so. And, of course, don't forget that Mitch McConnell's wife, Trump appointed to run the Department of Transportation, Elaine Chao. So, there's a little bit. There's a little bit of a relationship there, and McConnell seems to, I think McConnell realizes that the Senate is in a much better position. The Republican senators are in a much better position for the midterm elections this fall.
Well,
McConnell knows that they need Trump voters.
They do.
Trump voters at the polls.
Hey, I want a little backstory here, though. Mitch McConnell, during the election, much of the election leading up to November 2016, during the middle part of that year, Donald Trump spent just about every Sunday night for an hour on the phone with Mitch McConnell. A lot of people don't realize that, but I wrote about that last 2016. But they got to a bit of a relationship. They met along the campaign trail, and they got to know each other, and they spent some time So they do have a relationship. It's been bumpy at times, but it's been more positive than negative overall, I would say. And so therefore, it sounds to me currently like it's strengthening. And let's remember, Mitch McConnell delivered on the Supreme Court justice. Mitch McConnell delivered on tax relief. So there's some things there where there's some trust being built, maybe. Is it overwhelming? Is it, huge? I don't know, but it seems to be developing, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And really, the back and forth where it was rough between them for those couple of months, that was really during the health care repeal debate. McConnell didn't exactly handle that situation great, but you mentioned all the high points to what McConnell's done, the tax reform bill, and getting Gorsuch through the Senate, and not just Gorsuch, but a ton of other federal judges that the Senate has confirmed more federal judges in the first year of Trump's term than any president ever. So Trump owes a lot to McConnell right now. McConnell owes a lot to Trump right now, and it appears that McConnell has Trump's back on this immigration thing, which is a great thing because from Numbers USA's perspective, we like what Trump is saying. You know, limit the amnesty to DACA recipients, end chain migration, end the visa lottery. The only thing we'd like to see him saying a little bit more is demand AD verify, but it looks like that's not going to be possibly part of the initial package unless the House decides to move.
Yeah, we'll see where we get on that. I don't think it's a good plan for the Democrats because every time the Democrats come back and say, you know what, we want a clean DACA bill or we're going to shut the government down. You know what I'd say? Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and tell the American people that you think it's more important to protect people that are here illegally, no matter how they got here, than it is to make sure that the U.S. military gets its paychecks next week. You do that. You go ahead and tell them that the active military shouldn't get paid because you want to protect people in the country illegally. Go ahead and go with that plan. What's their platform? Higher taxes, open the border, and give up your guns for 2018? Is that the platform? I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Democrats realize that they cannot shut down the government over DACA. And they see that there are some different factions within House Republicans. So they're going to force House Republicans to pass a spending bill on their own.
Yeah, which they should,
control the House.
Which is fine. Christian Walensky, I got to leave it right there, my friend. Got to leave it right there. Numbers USA. We'll talk again soon, Chris. Got a heartbreak. Thank you.